It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Tonight at Heinz Hall, the nearly 80-year-old and still going strong musical Anything Goes marks the 200th performance of its current national tour. The show continues at the Heinz with performances through Sunday. The revival of the 1987 Broadway rewrite of Anything Goes opened 2 years ago, and the director, choreographer is Pittsburgh native Kathleen Marshall, who grew up in Squirrel Hill. She's a 3-time Tony Award winner, and she joins us now in Studio A. Kathleen Marshall, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks, Paul. It's great to be back home.
First of all, congratulations on reaching the 200 performance mark. What does reaching a milestone like that with a touring Broadway show mean to you?
Well, you know, this is, as you said, a classic musical that's been around forever, and to sort of bring this revised version of Anything Goes to a new audience is great. And here, you know, I was here at the opening night last night at Heinz Hall, and to see the audience, which was wonderful, wonderful mix of people enjoying this Cole Porter music again is great. And I really feel like, you know, there are a lot of wonderful new shows out there, but I think, you know, musicals are one of our American original art forms, and to bring it to a new audience is great.
What is it about Cole Porter music that makes it so timeless?
I think it's a combination of, you know, his wit, you know, his wonderful wit, those wonderful sort of list songs like "You're the Top" and "Friendship" that are so urbane and smart and witty. But he's also incredibly romantic. He writes these beautiful songs of yearning and filled with emotion, and the melodies of songs like "All Through the Night" and "I Get a Kick Out of You" and "Easy to Love" are so beautiful. And I think that combination of heart and brain is kind of what keeps it going.
The Los Angeles Times' Margaret Gray wrote of the Anything Goes touring show that you, Kathleen Marshall, quote, dazzlingly reinvigorated a classic escapist treat. What were you looking to bring to this classic musical?
Well, I think when you have a show like Anything Goes that a lot of people have seen, you know, they've seen it done, whether on Broadway or at a regional production or a high school or a college, and you sort of feel like you want to deliver the show that people know and love, but you also want to give them some unexpected treats along the way. So in a lot of ways, I kind of treated it like a new show. You know, each scene, who are these characters? What do they want? What's going on? Why do they need to sing? Why do they need to dance? And to sort of find those sort of the reasons behind the song and dance. And it really behaves like a sort of screwball comedy, like a sort of farce. And like any good farce, you sort of need a sense of danger and you need a sense of high stakes that these people, you know, all these crazy characters who are on board this crossing and all the sort of disguises and mistaken identities and romances that happen, they all have to have a sort of ballast to them, a believability to them. But then surrounding that is all this kind of wonderful zaniness, and it's all buoyed by this beautiful Cole Porter music.
It's interesting to read the reference to Anything Goes being an escapist treat, because it originally opened on Broadway in 1934 during the depths of the Depression, and one can only imagine the kind of diversion this show was for people back then. And with all the horror in the world now, is it reasonable to suppose that Anything Goes can do the same thing for people today?
I hope so. I mean, I think it's one of the things that, you know, this kind of escapist entertainment where you sort of leave your own worries behind and step into a world of sort of impossibly glamorous and impossibly romantic and impossibly witty people. And then hopefully, it's the show's about people finding their joy and sort of, you know, following their heart. And so hopefully it can fill people up again with some joy and allow you to sort of head back out into the world, maybe a little more joyous and filled with the energy to face the world again.
Apparently, when Anything Goes was in its early stages of revival in 2011, there was talk that it might be too soon after the Lincoln Center revival. Clearly, that wasn't the case.
You know, that Lincoln Center revival in 1987 that starred Patti LuPone and was so brilliantly done, and I think a lot of people had vivid memories of it. But as I pointed out, it was 25 years till we sort of did our production, or almost 25 years, and we had several cast members in that original Broadway company who weren't even born when the Lincoln Center revival happened. So I think Anything Goes should certainly be done at least once a generation.
And what was your approach to bringing this show back in a fresh way?
Well, I think part of it is also the casting. And, you know, we have this incredible cast on tour, Rachel York, who sort of, I think a lot of people think of Reno Sweeney as a part that's sort of usually played by a sort of older woman. And you know, because we've seen that a lot in sort of, you know, summer stock companies and that kind of thing. And when you know, and Rachel's Reno is this kind of smart, sexy, sassy gal who's 1930s, fast-talking, witty gal who's sort of a combination of Barbara Stanwyck and Mae West and Roz Russell, you know. And so I think giving it just that kind of energy really sort of helps to sort of bring it into a new audience, a new generation.
And you, Kathleen, you have a track record of success with these revivals. So what is your secret?
I think it's because I love them. I mean, I grew up going to see musicals at Pittsburgh Civic Light Opera, at Heinz Hall, and at the Playhouse, and the Odd Chair Playhouse, if anybody remembers when that existed. And I think I just fell in love with musicals. And I think I love the music. I think since I started as a dancer and a choreographer, I think I respond mostly to the music and this beautiful music to get to sort of play with it. I mean, I play Let's Pretend for a living, and it's kind of fantastic.
And so is this a kind of a homecoming of sorts for you tonight?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, Heinz Hall, besides going there as a kid to see everything, to see opera and ballet and symphony and CLO, I got my start. My brother and sister and I, Rob and Mar and I, all performed there as kids on that stage in The Sound of Music. So I was on that stage when I was 10 years old. And then also I got my equity card dancing in the ensemble of CLO. So Heinz Hall, I mean, not only is Pittsburgh a homecoming, but that building really is sort of my theatrical home in Pittsburgh.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My guest is Pittsburgh native Kathleen Marshall, the director and choreographer of the musical Anything Goes, on stage tonight through Sunday at Heinz Hall. You grew up in Squirrel Hill. You attended Alderdice High School. And I am wondering what you imagined you might be doing in theater. Obviously, you got started early on in theater, but as you were performing in shows at an early age, what was your goal and what did you imagine yourself doing decades down the road?
I never thought, I mean, if you tapped that 10-year-old on the shoulder when I was going into Heinz Hall to do Sound of Music and said, you know, years from now you're going to direct and choreograph a show that's going to be in this theater, I would have said you're out of your mind, because I just wanted to sort of be involved in theater. I was such a fan. I just wanted to be around it before I ever realized that I could sort of participate in it or make a career in it. And I think, like a lot of people, you know, your first connection when you love theater is performers, because that's what you see. And I think it takes a while before you realize that there are all kinds of careers in theater that aren't necessarily performing, not only on the creative side of things, but on the administrative side of things, and producing and marketing and publicity and you know, and managing companies. And so I think there are a lot of ways for people to sort of find a way to participate in theater that's not necessarily just performing.
So at what point did you feel yourself veering into an area where you were going to be managing the overall show creatively?
I was very lucky because my brother Rob, who is also a director and choreographer, when he started choreographing, I started assisting him. So I assisted him on his first Broadway productions, Kiss of the Spider Woman and revivals of Damn Yankees and She Loves Me. So I really was sort of an apprentice choreographer before I started choreographing on my own. And my brother's gone on to do pretty well. He directed and choreographed a little movie called Chicago, and Nine, and Memoirs of a Geisha, and the last Pirates of the Caribbean movie. So he's doing great. And he's doing, his next movie is going to be a movie musical of Into the Woods, of Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods. So that's going to be really exciting. But I think, you know, for all choreographers that I know were dancers at one point. We all sort of, you know, we're dancers who became assistant choreographers who started choreographing on our own. And so I sort of did that same kind of route of sort of learning from other people before I did it on my own.
And now here you are, and I know you're in the process of putting together or bringing some other shows to Broadway, and one of them is Diner.
Yeah.
And for those of us of a certain age who remember when that movie came out and what it meant to us, I'm very curious where you're going to take this and what stage in its development Diner is.
Well, Barry Levinson, who wrote and directed the movie, is writing the book. And Sheryl Crow is writing the score, an original score, which is fantastic. And we did what we call a sort of staged reading of it in New York. And I think we're looking to do a regional sort of out-of-town production of it, hopefully next year or later this year. And it's great because it's those characters you know and love from the movie, but Barry's deepened them even more, and we sort of learn more about them. But it's so identifiable. You know, we all... It's that wonderful group of guys who are sort of stumbling their way into adulthood and kind of talking about nothing and everything at the same time, you know. And it's just I think everybody sort of can so relate to that, and want, because you either are going to go through it, or you're going through it, or you've gone through it, you know. And it's really I just love the show so much, and Sheryl's score just is incredible, and also really brings out the female characters a lot from the movie. And and she's written a score that just, some of those songs sound like they were written in 1959. You're like, is this from the radio in 1959? I mean, she just has an incredible ear for it.
Well, certainly, good luck with Diner. Break a leg with that. And in the meantime, enjoy the continued success of Anything Goes, which is currently on stage in Pittsburgh at Heinz Hall. It will be continuing there tonight through Sunday. Kathleen Marshall, thank you so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul.
And though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose. Anything goes.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Attorney General Kathleen Kane is our guest for the entire hour. She'll discuss a variety of issues. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.